The Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Tov Resh Vav, the title of the entire Siman, Shayefayes Adam Chaveiro Be'erev Yom HaKippurim, that a person has to appease his friend on, or his fellow, on Erev Yom Kippur. And of course, this is based on the Mishnah at the end of Maseches Yoma, which many of us learn, that whereas Ben Adam Lamakom Averos, you can get Kapara for on Yom Kippur, just by doing tshuva, or maybe even not doing tshuva, but preferably doing tshuva. But Ben Adam Lachaveiro, you don't get any Kapara, even on Yom Kippur, until you are able to appease your friend, and he grants you Mechila. Many Achronim wonder, though, why does the Shulchan Aruch specifically say that a person should do so on Erev Yom Kippur? You know, a person should do so as soon as you hurt your friend. So then, when you're able to go ahead and to make up, so then make up. You don't wait to do tshuva. If a person commits any aveira, you don't wait to do tshuva until Erev Yom Kippur. You do tshuva right away. And certainly, Ben Adam Lachaveiro, you're going to remain. Why Dafka specify Erev Yom Kippur? So it could be just a practical thing in case he didn't take care of it until the whole year, for the whole year. So make sure to do it now. But it specifically says Sheyufayis Adam Chaveiro Be'Erev Yom HaKippurim. So perhaps the following idea. I think that the source of this point of doing it specifically Erev Yom Kippur is in the Rosh at the end of Maseches Yoma and Siman Chav Dalet. And the Rosh quotes a fascinating Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer, and it says there that the prosecuting angel that the whole year prosecutes against the Jewish people on Yom Kippur, he himself comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and says, wow, Mikam Yisrael, there's nobody like the Jewish people. They're like the Malachim, just like the Malachim don't eat, they don't eat, etc., etc. Just like the Malachim have Shalom Beinayim, so too the Jewish people have Shalom Beinayim. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you're right, and he grants us Kapara. So, apparently, the Rosh quotes these two things together. That's the point, that in order to go ahead and to come into Yom Kippur and to be Domel LeMalachim, so we have to have a sense of Shalom Beinenu. So therefore, Dafke Erev Yom Kippur. It's not just a matter of make sure you took care of it before Yom Kippur. There's a specific Inyan Erev Yom Kippur to be Marbe Shalom between people in order to allow ourselves to be able to achieve that status that we're looking for Erev Yom Kippur, for Yom Kippur itself, being able to be Dom Malachim and to be Zochet to have the full-fledged Slicha V'chapara. I saw another possible suggestion as well. Rav Daniel Feldman in his Sefer on Ben Adam Lachaveiro issues cites the following, and this is based on another whole discussion. What if a person did something to somebody else? So usually we get into fights, we do something to someone, and they know about it. They know very well about it. So you go over to them, and you should appease them, and it's better to specify. It's better to specify what you did and say, you know, I'm sorry for that, and now let's put it behind us. If a lot of times people just say, more general sense, are you mocking me for anything? So okay, so Shlomo Zalman Orbach writes that works certainly for minor things that people were not that upset about. So what about if a person did something though, and the person doesn't even know that you did that? You're gonna go over to someone and say, "I spoke lashon hara about you. You don't know about this, but I said horrible things about you." So now he's gonna be insulted. So that's insulting to him right now. So the Chafetz Chaim seems to say in Klal Dalet in Sif Yud Beis, that doesn't matter. You're stuck. You don't get kapara unless he forgives you. So you have to reveal to him that you spoke lashon hara. Come what may, and that's it. Rabbi Yisrael Salanter is quoted in many svarim as having strongly disagreed with that approach, and he said you don't have a right to do things at somebody else's expense. If you're going to cause somebody pain now, so that what right do you have to do that? Even if you personally need kapara. And you're not going to get kapara without him being mochel you fully. But it doesn't matter. You have no right to get kapara by causing somebody else pain. You have no right to do mitzvahs by causing somebody else pain. You have no right to do anything by causing somebody else pain and or discomfort or lack of... Anyway, so that's a really source of lanta. Even though you're not going to get kapara, it doesn't matter. It's not worth it. And they claim that the source of lanta refused to give a haskama to the Sefer Chafetz Chaim because of this issue. Now it is fascinating to note that in the Mishnah Berurah here, in which of course is written by the Chafetz Chaim, Tav Reish Vav in Sifkan Gimel, he writes that if a person is going to be misbayish when you ask him, if you're going to be embarrassed when you ask him for mechila, then don't specify what you're going to be asking him for. So it's fascinating that in the Mishnah Berurah seems to come out like a Yisrael Salanter, more so than like what the Chafetz Chaim himself says in the Sefer Chafetz Chaim. So that's a fascinating little ha'ara. There are those who make different suggestions about that. But in any event, so let's say a person did such a thing. So how are you going to ask for mechila? So let's say the general approach is like Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, not like the Chafetz Chaim. That's what Shlomo Zalman Orbach writes and others. We assume like the Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. So what are you going to do? So at least ask, without specifying, let's get a more general sense. That's the best you can do. But I'm going to go over to somebody on a regular Tuesday and say, hey, are you mochel me for what you do to me? You know. But Erev Yom Kippur, everyone's asking for slicha and mechila. So therefore, maybe it's especially good time to do so, and you can at least ask mechila in a more general sense. Just to mention two ha'aras on this point to conclude the Piskei Tshuvas here in Taf Resh Vav makes the obvious point that oftentimes we ask for slicha mechila from our good friends who we didn't really do anything to, and we don't bother making up with people that we have to have problems with. So of course the main point is to go ahead and to settle things with people that we do have real strife with. And in Yechaved Das, Hey Mem Dalet, Rav Avad Yosef quotes from the Ben Ishkai, who makes the following hara, that the most important people to ask mechila from probably our parents. That it's very, very difficult to go ahead and to truly fulfill Kibbutz Ave'im, Kamosha Tzarich. The Gemara makes that very clear, Maseches Kiddushin. Very hard to fulfill all the responsibilities of Kibbutz Ave'im. Who can say that they've really done so? Sometimes we know that sometimes even children once in a while speak inappropriately to their parents, disrespectfully. So certainly that would be the top priority. Husbands and wives, even also as well, people that you have the most contact with, that you have the greatest responsibilities to. So you have the greatest responsibility also to ask mechila. And parents, on the other hand, even if the children don't ask, parents should specifically state, even verbally, that they grant full mechila. So hopefully we should be zochet to full-fledged mechila v'chapara.